Hi, everybody. I can't sleep, but I'm tired, and so I thought maybe I would try to record something and then maybe I would feel like sleeping after. This is my first one, so cut me some slack, and I guess I'm gonna do this talk questionnaire and we'll see how it goes. All right, one. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? Right now, I would say that erotic audio is probably number two for me after just straight reading of dirty stories. That's what always been my preferred method of adult entertainment. So I've only in the last maybe 6 months or so, realized that I really liked erotic audio. So, anyway, it's a close second. Number two, which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite? I really like vanilla recordings. I like soft, male dominant recordings because it has to be soft. I don't like it when it gets too rough or, too dark, I guess. And I really like sweet relationship kind of sex stuff too. Okay. Anyway, number three. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? I think that I didn't realize that I was so turned on by such normal sex. I thought that I would be more attracted to the kinkier stuff, but it turns out I find myself going to the other stuff more. Other than that, not really. Not yet anyway, but I haven't been around that long, so maybe later. Four. We all scan the tags to find audios that pique our interests without regard to title of the post or the person posting. Name up to five tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. I only listen to male for female audios. I like the sound of men talking and other things. So that's what I'm always drawn to. Obviously, something, a tag that said something sweet or relationship or L bombs or vanilla, that will always draw my attention or sleepy usually does, or I usually look at all of the male dominant ones just to see if maybe it's something that's going to be up my alley. So, yeah, that's that. Five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? I like a well-dressed man. So, some well-fitted jeans with nice shoes, not tennis shoes. And a tucked in button front shirt, that'll usually do it for me, especially if it looks ironed. But also, I grew up in a really small town, so sometimes a dirty kind of construction worker can really do it for me too. So, yeah. Number six, where was the riskiest or most unusual place that you've had sex or masturbated? I don't know about that. I will just say that when I was much younger, I am very nervous. I did have some sexual relations at a bus stop once, but it was late at night. But that's probably as risky as I have been in my life, sex-wise. Moving on. Seven. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? I like most places. Probably, I don't know, kitchen, possibly. I do enjoy that kind of surprise sex that might happen in the kitchen or kind of spontaneous. So I'm gonna say kitchen. Eight, what accessories have you used with a partner? I have a corset that I've used a couple of times and a very small leather paddle that I've only used with one guy once. Okay, Nine, have you had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? I have had a couple in my life, and most of them were not fantastic. So, but I tend to be a girl that likes to be with the same person more than once. So, that's probably why that's the case for me. Moving on. 10. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I did have a threesome once, with my boyfriend at the time and another girl. And, it was, I guess, all right for what it was, but I probably would not do that again. 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? You'd probably guess that I would rather be tied up. 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Probably I like praise, so good girl will probably do it. Or, let's just leave it at that. Any kind of praise would do it for me. Thanks. I'm going to skip 13. 14. Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? I'll just highball it here and say, you know, the usual Brad Pitt sex fantasy. We'll just go for that for now. 15. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and or video? I have exchanged some. I've had some long distance relationships in the past, and I have exchanged pictures, audio, and I think that's it. I have always gone into that situation by knowing that once I give them to somebody else, I can't really decide what happens to them afterwards. So, my hope is that, they have respectfully just hidden that I gave to them or deleted it, and that my pictures and audio are not floating around the internet somewhere. Anyway, 16, have you ever gotten so wet or wrecked in public that you had to go find a private place? I have not. I have been so excited that I decided to possibly go somewhere, like during the workday and stuff. But, Okay. 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? I guess the area behind my ear, down the side of my neck, it doesn't take very much to get to me in that area. Any kind of, if somebody talks too close to me in that area, it kind of gives me shivers. So yeah. 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits? I guess that doesn't matter to you in real life. How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? That doesn't matter to me too much. I have been with men who were of varying sizes, and I don't seem to be a person that cares too much about that. And I don't, I guess, sometimes in fantasy, I will fantasize about maybe something larger or something, but in reality, I don't actually really care. So 19, I'm going to skip that because I'm feeling nervous. And 20, what do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take? I like a lot of foreplay, and I like foreplay that lasts a long time. I would like foreplay to start with possibly talking about it throughout the day. That's like foreplay for me, because I get really turned on by words. And then lots of kissing. I'm a big kisser. So I would say once the kissing starts, I probably need like a half an hour. I would guess that seems like a long time right now, 'cause I'm talking. I'm also very nervous. I'm rambling. I think that's all the questions. I hope this isn't terrible. Yep. Okay. I think I'm done now.